headed straight for the heart today, so get ready to discover the bright light within you. Hello, everyone. I'm Lauren Leibowitz, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio and How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. It is Thursday, September 22nd, and once again, we are coming to you live from Los Angeles. Thank you so much for joining us, and we love to hear from you here at Shoesies. So please call in to listen live or ask questions at 347-857-2710. You can also email me at goodvibeexperience@gmail.com. So once again, those 10 digits are 347-857-2710. Let's get started because I have a very special guest today. She is a multi-talented woman, an actress who became an icon in her role as the mother of in E.T. Extraterrestrial, a beloved acting coach, as well as an internationally known healer with two global radio shows and a series of healing seminars. Her recently released book, Bright Light, is an autobiographical tale of how acting became a spiritual journey for her and how she applied those lessons to her life. Please welcome a beautiful bright light herself, Dee Wallace. Hi, Dee.
What a nice intro. Thank you.
You're welcome. It's all true.
But I just love how you put it. Thanks.
I mean, you're welcome. I read your book, and like some of the other well-known readers of your book who said, I really did feel that you were talking to me, and it was just such a beautiful book. I do have one particular funny story or a favorite story that I would like you to expand upon is
thank you, and yeah, I will. So
beautiful, because there's so many questions. I know we all have a light within us, as you say, but one of my favorite stories is the time that in your early career as an actress in New York, going to audition to study with Uta Hagen, and you had a particular monologue that you had prepared to audition with, and someone in line or someone also auditioning told you that Uta only likes to see
Classics.
The classics, thank you.
Yeah.
And you said you were so confident in your decision to stick with what you did, and you nailed it. And after I read that that little line in your book, I did a fist pump, and I said, "You go, girl." It was so beautiful. It was so beautiful. Where did you find your confidence?
I just think naivete is so underrated. I think really naivete is truly our knowing. But we put it down because we are told from the time anybody can understand anything to go to your head and learn more, learn more, learn more. And then we move out of our heart. We move out of our knowing. We move out of knowing that we're it, that we do know, and we start confusing ourselves by doubt. And so bright light is actually all of our journey through that, because we all come in knowing, right? We all come in as light. And then somebody or something makes us doubt who we are, doubt what we think, doubt what we know, and we shut our light down and become less, and then we wonder why we're not happy. So I'm encouraging everybody to turn your fabulous, incredible, big, fat light up again.
So if we've shut it down, how do we, as John Edward, host of Crossing Over,
I know John well.
Yeah, he coined you as a spiritual archaeologist. I just kind of love that because you're trying to help us dig into something that's already there. So how do we rekindle that light?
Oh, you know, we all remember it. We all remember when we were young and went, yeah, I want that toy, and I know I'm going to get that toy, and I'm going to tell Santa I want that toy, and wow, I got the toy, you know? And we remember it because that's who we are. That's why movies like The Wizard of Oz and E.T. touch us so much, because it reminds us of what we know. And so you got to start with choice. You know, I'm going to choose to be my light again. I'm going to choose to reclaim my power that I chose to give away from whomever or whatever I gave it to, even if it's myself and my limiting beliefs. So, you know, that's what happened to me when I hit the floor that night. I said, I don't want to be a victim and unhappy anymore. I want my light back. I want a way we can heal ourselves. And the only way we can heal ourselves is to turn our light back on, because everything is manifested from light.
That is so true. And for those who are fortunate enough to really experience that, to get an idea of like that, and I guess light equals love, wouldn't you say?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The first thing we're taught, you know, in Bible school is God is love. And God is love, and love is light. And, yeah, we're all talking about the same thing with different semantics and intentions maybe, but it's the same energy. It's the same energy that creates everything. And science, spirituality, and religion are all in agreement about that, by the way, that manifestation is light lowered into physical form through thought. And that's why all this emphasis on, you know, what you're thinking is what you're creating in your life. And it goes further than just your thoughts, of course, because your thoughts are an expression of the perceptive and the beliefs that you hold. And you have to shift at that level, because I know that if there's one rule that can change everybody's life, it's as you believe, it's going to be delivered to you, baby. So you need to look at your beliefs, because the perceptions you're holding about yourself directly are creating the life that you're living.
I couldn't agree more. And I guess, you know, we have free will to change those beliefs at a certain age. When you realize your life isn't going smoothly for you, you can say, I don't believe that anymore, and
yes,
make a choice to change it.
And you're the only one that can, by the way. You know, most of the people who hurt us and most of the situations that took our power away are gone. And the people can't help us, won't help us, and never could help us. So we're the only one that can choose to move back into our power. And I think that's what we're all asking for in this world right now, is to be our powerful, authentic selves. We're all so desperately tired and in fear because we don't know we're in charge of our own energy.
Yes, and that's what's so empowering, that we don't have to wait for somebody else to give us the green light.
Indeed.
It's all about us.
It's all about you, Dorothy. You had the power all along.
That's right. That's right. What was I listening to? Eckhart Tolle's book on tape now, and he recounts a little story about a beggar on the road, and he was sitting on a box, and he was begging for money, and the stranger said to the beggar, so have you ever looked inside the box? And the beggar said no, and the stranger says, well, why don't you take a look inside the box? So the beggar looked inside the box, and he was sitting on a pile of gold. You know, it's like that's the last place we look, you know, for answers. We're always kind of looking outside ourselves,
yes,
trying to achieve certain goals. And does that make us happy? I don't think so.
Well, it can. It can make you happy. But the point is, you were happy to begin with, which is why the goal made you happy. So we have to create ourselves first. And we are still under the false assumption that when we get the money, when we get the health, when we get the relationship, when we get the job, then we can be happy. And we have it, as my mother used to say, backwards, because, you know, you have to be happy in order to create. That's part of that naivete of me going to New York, was just, wow, I'm just going to go do my thing, and I know it's going to work out, and I'm in New York, and this is so exciting. And, you know, that joy permeates the universe, and the universe goes, yes, yes, I'll give you more, yes. But we're waiting, as the song says, for the world to change, and the world's us.
Yeah, exactly. Well, so when did your spiritual path begin?
Oh, I think the day we're born, all of our spiritual paths begin the day we're born. We come in literally, it's my belief, to experiment with energy. And then we're burdened down with a lot of, religious and societal fears, limitations, rules and regulations, instead of just going, you know, honey, you're just here to experiment with energy. So if you don't like what you're doing with the energy, then go do something else. Go to another sandbox, choose a different mate, whatever it is. But don't be creating the same experience over if you don't like it. It's like when we get up in the morning, every morning, I like to say, okay, what do I want to make out of my Play-Doh today? Right? And if I didn't like it at night, I get to squish it up and make something entirely different the next day. But most of us keep focused on what we made that day that we don't like, and then our Play-Doh just keeps getting bigger with the same stuff that we don't want. So,
or surrendering, I mean, to maybe letting go and allowing what will be to be.
Well, and that's acceptance. Once you accept anything, then you're able to work with the energy. As long as we're pushing things away, you can't work with the energy. See, all my work is based on the I Am principle. And your I Am presence is the creative force of the world, is the most dynamic creative force of you that there is. But you have dominion over it. So in the I Am Discourses, it literally says the energy of creation cannot create for you. Your I Am presence cannot create for you without your direction of it. Now, if we're not directing it, somebody else is, like all the myriad of messages of illness that we are inundated with, especially in this country. Up to 50 an hour. So if you're not conscious that you're not buying into that, that you're the creator of your health, that you don't have to get a certain disease at a certain age and have all the side effects of the medicine in the first place, then you won't, I believe, create that.
Right on. Right on, girlfriend.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! I mean, and, in your book, you also talk about your acting experience with Charles Conrad and his method that greatly influenced your acting career. How did it also affect your life?
Well, that's really kind of why I wrote Bright Light. It occurred to me that my acting technique was pretty much a direct metaphor for the creation technique, and I got it in my acting. I just didn't consciously get it in my life till later on. And basically, everything's based on energy. Everything is energy. When you get out of your mental mind, you're able to channel the higher energy. Anybody's able to channel the higher energy, the unlimited possibility of the truth that hangs out there for all of us to grasp. But you have to... You have to direct that energy, and you have to throw it out. You have to throw energy out to your partner, and then you have to receive energy from your partner. And that's like a great hug. You know, when we give somebody a great hug, we're hugged back. And in the moment, then, of that great hug, we're in recegive. We're receiving and giving at the same moment. So the universe...
Recegive, I love that. Is that your word?
I'm determined to get that into the dictionary here.
Recegive, I love
Recegive.
It.
Recegive, and you know, the universe works the same way. It wants a hug, and it wants to hug you back. So if there's any blocks in your energy where, you know, you can't give or you can't receive or you're in fear of either one, then that hug kind of gets sabotaged, doesn't it?
Right. Right, but I think acting class not only is obviously beneficial for anyone pursuing the acting field, but for life in general, because acting makes you look at the things you do in your own life, where you're stuck.
Well, it certainly did in Charles' class, and you know, I've been in some classes, and I talk about that in Bright Light, where it was a very mental process. And breaking down the beats and looking for the intentions and all that. That never worked for me, because when my mind got involved, I limited the possibilities of the material. And I believe that's what we do in life also. is we're taught to go to our minds first, but your mind is literally designed to go, let me troubleshoot. Let me find out what's wrong. Let me find out why you shouldn't. Where are the dangers here, you know? Instead of going to that feminine divine idea and then directing your mind, okay, I know that this is the truth. You're going to come up with a lot of great ideas about how I can create this truth in my life. That formula worked a lot better for me.
Well, it sounds more exciting because there's a lot of trust and vulnerability.
Well, yes, and you're not in fear of doing it wrong because you're divinely guided. I mean, I work that way till this day. I learn the lines and then I connect with my partner, and whatever comes through. And isn't that how we want to trust and believe in life? That every moment of it is divinely guided, but most of us spend our time going, okay, am I doing this right? Am I going the right way? Am I safe here? Is this really the right decision, right?
Exactly.
And so
we never live
in the moment.
Well, it's wanting to be good and get approval at the same time.
Well,
you know,
and to be safe. You know, we're so flipping afraid out there right now.
Yeah. Well, you had an interesting story with a young man, and when you were teaching acting about how he, I don't remember exactly, he was in his early 20s, and there was something why he couldn't connect to the
female partner. Well,
it was a whole
sexual block.
Yeah. And how it, I thought, I'm thinking, you know what, I'm going to call you. There's some things I need to have dug up within me. I'm willing to be clear of all that, to say, wow, that's a big block, chip away at that and say bye-bye.
Yeah, it's really freedom, and that's what I do. I mean, before I talked to you today, I had 4 privates in Tokyo and Australia and England and North Carolina.
Wow, you are global.
So, you know, and people go, oh, my God, you can do that over the phone. Well, sure, it's just energy. And you can extrapolate energy, you know, by reaching out and holding the intention of the highest truthfulness. So it doesn't matter if you're in person, you know. Energy travels and is anywhere that you want to reach out and grasp it.
What would you say, in just I know in your experience with the 4 people you've spoken to today, is a block a lot of, that they all have in common?
It's interesting you ask that, because that is the way it works. When it's up for one, there's usually a thread that goes through in the collective, because the collective is getting ready to move through stuff. Right now, there are kind of several things. One of them is we're kind of holding ourselves in what I call energetic or spiritual purgatory, where we've decided we're not going to live in fear, and we are going to call a truce on all the limitations that we've learned. But we haven't quite signed the peace treaty with ourselves as far as moving into, you know what, I am the energy that creates me. I'm the only one that's responsible, and I accept that responsibility. And because I create me, I also create you from the point of view that if my perspective, for example, is that I cannot trust other people, then that is the person. I see me as a person that doesn't trust other people, and that's all I can see then through the eyes of who I am. And I will attract seeing a lot of energy then and experiencing a lot of energy that I can't trust. The other thing that's starting to come in big time, and they're using my career as kind of a pivotal point for it, is this unbelievable genetic and lineage line of fear that we have, well, for want of a better word, of the dark side.
Right.
And again, we're in that kind of purgatory truth place where we're going, you know, I know there's really not a dark side, but oh my God, what if? Right? And
right.
So as you believe, it's delivered unto you. So if you don't know, you will keep yourself in not knowing.
Yeah.
And how that shows up, for example, I had a caller on my show today. She said, all right, what the heck is going on? Because I do not believe in the dark side, Dee, but one of my friends is a doctor, and she's in medical school, and she brought this pig heart over to show me how they were working with the pig heart, and my house was inundated with flies. And I got really afraid, and I thought, which movie of mine did you see? Right? Because
right.
That is the typical, oh, my God, Satan's here, you know, the flies and the bugs and the blah, 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 and all that stuff. And she started laughing. She said, that's exactly where I went, and I know better. And I said, yes, but no, to know and not to do is not really yet to know. And that's where we're at.
Wow, I think I have to quote you on that. That's beautiful. But I think we have a lovely caller, either Webster Dictionary to get the recitative in the book. So woohoo, let's see who's joining us today. Obviously, technology.
Hello?
Hello, technology doesn't seem... Here we go.
Oh, good, another
hello,
technologically
you're on the line with
sound.
D. Wallace.
Hi, is that me?
Yes, it's you. Hello. Thank you for joining us. You're on the line with Dee Wallace. You have a question?
I was just listening, but now that I'm on, hello, Dee. It's Hugh again.
Oh, hi, Hugh. Yes, I know. I must get back to you. I know.
There is a dark side, but you have to face it, and you just put yourself in the Creator's hands, and he'll come through.
Well, that's where you and I separate ways, darling, because I don't believe in the dark side at all.
Yeah, well... I've had some experiences, so...
Well, of course, if you believe in the dark side, you're going to have experiences with them. Absolutely.
Well, I wasn't looking for them. They came, and I dealt with it.
Okay. Well, again, I'm just saying...
But, you know, there's
that's
many
exactly
different
what
paths,
we...
and as long as we're all trying to raise our consciousness level in love, that's the main thing.
That's all it's about. I'm with you on that one. I stand with you... on that, you know, when we hold ourselves every moment in love and that's the direction of our I Am presence, there is nothing, nobody, and no thing that can take our creation away from ourselves.
Exactly right. There we agree totally, and I have unlimited creativity. That's what I'm trying to get out to show everyone. We all have that.
And, Hugh, I wanted to get your input. Do you think recitative should be a word in the dictionary?
I'm sorry, what was the word?
Recitative.
I don't know the meaning of that.
he wasn't on when we were talking.
You weren't
about
on.
It.
We were. Dee just used a nice little word, recitative, meaning receiving and giving. And we're,
you have to do that. You have to do both. You have to be open to giving and receiving. It doesn't work one way to just have a one-way flow.
There
exactly.
You go.
Exactly. And we have that piece of paper, if you're ready to sign that, to you know, experience your bright light every day.
Yes. Every day when I get up, I ask God to just help me fulfill my mission and his mission for me in this life. And that's how I start my day every day. And it's just a wonderful day, one after the other.
That's awesome, Hugh.
That's beautiful. Thank you. Thank you for tuning in and joining us.
Thank you for finding Dee for me again. I keep bumping into her, and one of these days we'll get together because I know her husband was from New Hampshire, and that's been like a second home for me all my life. So we have a lot of common things that I'd love to talk with her about sometime.
Oh, yes, I know, and I will get there, Hugh. I will get there,
okay.
I promise.
Well, I know you're very busy and you're doing wonderful things, so God bless you both.
Thank you, and you too, baby.
Thank you.
Thank
Bye-bye.
You.
Bye. Well, since Hugh did mention your husband, Christopher Stone, he was such a wonderful man just by reading about him in your book, Bright Light. Can you just share how he affected you and your growth as an
actor? Oh, my goodness. Well, he was my best friend and my spiritual mate, absolutely, my lover, my husband, and the father of my child. And but he just, Christopher was the first real experience I had in my life of what balance was. And that affected my life greatly, because when we're in balance, we're in choice. When we're out of balance, we're in reaction and not in creation. And so Christopher brought a lot of balance and unconditional love into my life. And as you know from reading the book, being safe and feeling safe and knowing I was safe was always one of my greatest challenges.
But he was so supportive, but yet pushed you to be your best, which I
yes.
so love. Like, he was able to see a side of you that you were not yet able to see.
Absolutely. And always stood by me, always supported me, and always taught and corrected me when I needed it.
Hey, you know what? If a good friend, a lover, a husband can't be there to help us grow,
what's it all about, Alfie?
What's it all about, you know?
Yeah.
You know, time is short. We only have, in my feeling is, in this body, you know, one go around. So jump in, take a risk, enjoy, and
play with the energy in the way you want to play with it, you know?
Yeah, exactly. Well, I want to give some information out where people can purchase Bright Light. It's a delicious read. I can't say enough wonderful things about it.
Oh, thank you.
It's just so lovely, and it's a wonderful read to get to know you and your own childhood and what got you where you are today. It's just so beautiful, and it allows people to hopefully it'll resonate with them on some level, and also for actors who want to turn that bright light back on. So the book is available.
Or any creative, you know, any creative. It's the same, and life is creative. So you can get it at Amazon.com, BarnesandNoble.com, in the stores. You can go to Barnes & Noble. They can order it. The smaller bookstores, or if you want to order it through my website, IamDWallace.com, and give me your name, I'll be happy to sign it for you and send it off.
Oh, lovely. And then people can also, if they're interested in a private session with you, can also get more information on that website as well, right?
Yes, you can book that through the website. And there's some amazing free stuff, as well as some unbelievable, she says humbly, webinars on just about any subject you might be stuck on, business, success, money, health, relationships, anything. But there is a quite awesome past life regression on the homepage that I invite everybody to come on and listen to for free. It's quite life-changing, and the message will really affect you.
Really? Past lives?
Mm. Yeah. It's a past life regression that Dolores Cannon did on me when I was touring with her this summer. And whether you believe in past lives or not, the message is what's important.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just terribly moving.
Well, I have a feeling you were a goddess in a previous life.
Oh, many, honey. But this one, I happen to be a Roman soldier.
Interesting.
Yeah. I knew I liked those short skirts.
Those big, muscular men, huh?
Yeah, you bet.
There's something about Italian men that drives women nuts.
Oh, yeah, and Greeks, and, you know.
That's wonderful. Well, I can't believe we have run out of time, Dee. It's been such a delight having you on the show, and I want to thank you so much for sharing your joy, your bright light, and just your sparkle with our listeners. And I'm sure they will definitely enjoy reading Bright Light, Spiritual Lessons from a Life in Acting by the fabulous Dee Wallace.
Well, thank you. It's been such a joy. I feel like we could, like, hang out and do a sleepover for 3 hours.
Oh, can we? I'd love that.
Yeah,
I'll bring
okay.
the s'mores.
Okay.
It's lovely. Well, I hope anytime you're more than welcome, an open invitation to come back on and share your stories, your private coaching with us here. We'd love to have you.
Thank you. I would love to come back. Thank you so much.
Welcome. All right. Once again, if you're interested in purchasing Bright Light, a spiritual lessons from a life in acting by Dee Wallace, you can go to Amazon.com, or you can actually walk into the bookstore, any bookstore, major bookstore, to purchase that book, or go on to Dee Wallace's website, IAMDeeWallace.com. And once again, a big hug for Dee Wallace for joining us today. So please join me next time for another wild and crazy journey in someone else's shoes, as my guest will be culinary genius and event planner to the stars, Randy Furman. This is Lauren Leibowitz, and thank you so much for joining me and listening to How to Be Comfortable in Your Own Shoes. We'll see you next time, and I look forward to helping find comfort in your own shoes. We're going to leave you with Keith Chagall and Flight of the Monarchs.